Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 31st of August 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Hewlett-Packard may be considering giving tablets like the WebOS touchpad another chance. According to the high-ups within HP, the runaway success of these things when they've gone to sale now in the last couple of weeks means that they could be not as bad as people thought. No, people are buying them because they're £89. They're not buying them because they're really good pads, mate. You start selling them again at 400 and 500 quid, they're going to die like a chicken in a vacuum. Or was this just a publicity stunt? There's a thought. Samsung may be buying WebOS in the future as well. There's some rumours flying around that, because they've got one of the ex-HP executives, they could be looking into WebOS. No, maybe not. And also, if you were doubting it, there's another million HP touchpads on the way. Samsung has launched the YPR2, YPZ3, MP3 HD-compatible portable musical players. God, that's snappy, isn't it? Yes, it looks like an iPod Touch, so I think there's going to be a court case coming. Look this morning. Oh, dear me. They're not helping themselves, are they? Price is going to be about £110 for 8 gigs worth of storage, so pretty cheap. The UI for Firefox for Honeycomb has been shown. It looks really, really cool. They've taken the tabs, if you like, and put them into tiny windows going down the left, and it makes it very easy to see what you're pressing on and where you're going and scrolling through. I really like it. If they brought this to the iOS device, I'd definitely have it. It looks stunning. And Cobra Tag has got a new device out. It's a key ring, and you put keys on it. There's a surprise. And then it has a little button that you can press to activate it, and then your smartphone will pick it up. If you've got an Android device, it will pair to your Android phone. And then once you lose your keys, all you've got to do is look on your Android phone, and there'll be a little pinger taking you right to where they are. If they're outside 30 feet away, though, tough. No good at all. Dish have cottoned on to the idea that a lot of people go to ball games and just stand in the car park drinking beer, and they've come out with the tailgater. It's a fantastic looking little thing. It sits on the back of your tailgate. You plug it into your cigarette lighter or power supply on your truck, stick your TV on as well with a little generator, and it gives you satellite TV. You can watch the game live while you're outside cooking your burgers and eating your hot dogs. There's no word on price, but it does come in HD and it looks nice. Sony has released the MDR DS7500 headphones. More snappy titles there, obviously. They give you 3D sound. One of the things that they are providing you with, though, for sure, they say, is much more comfort with your 3D glasses to go with your 3D sound. At the moment, they're $643. It's a bit much for just taking the arms off your 3D glasses and perching them on your nose. They've got full cup earmuffs on them as well, so how are they going to be compatible with your glasses? I don't know. And Jawbone has released the Icon HD headset. It's got improved audio quality, and they've also got, in inverted commas, a nerd adapter. It's a little tiny plug-in USB that links to it via Bluetooth, and it gives you PC-based VoIP calls as well. It looks really fantastic. $139 for the whole thing, so you can use it with your cell phone, and you can use it with your computer. I like it. And fortunately, we're spoilt for Ann finalists today. The first one, the least silly of them all, is that the Batmobile is up for sale. Yes, the Bruce Wayne car from 1 and 2 is out there for you to go and buy. It's on eBay. Where else would it be? And of course, it is street legal in the US, so you can drive it around. You can fly it and power it on anything you like, and it comes with a helicopter jet engine. So it should go rather quickly. Price? About $620,000, they reckon. And a Steve Jobs fan has done an absolute runner. Yes, they've got the running application for the iPhone, and they put it in their pocket and gone out on a 13-mile trek around Tokyo in a bid to create an apple-shaped route around the city and then send it to Steve Jobs telling him to get well soon. Now, that's taking fanboy too far. There's no way you'd get me to do that in a car, let alone on foot. And finally, Watch out for cheap laptops down at the car boot sale. We've got loads of stories of people being exposed after software's told them where they are and that kind of stuff. But this one's even better. It seems that a young woman in Ohio bought a laptop. She only paid $60 for it from someone she didn't know. And that should have raised suspicions right at the start. And she's been taking nude pictures of herself using the camera and sending them to her boyfriend. Unfortunately, the piece of software that was on it led the police right to her. So they've now seized it, and the pictures of her name to be used in court as evidence. Oh dears, such a shame. That's all public information now, isn't it? What's the URL? If you've got a story and don't know where to send it, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com and we'll read it out. Or you can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. If you haven't done so, please leave us a review in iTunes and please download all the podcasts that you can. And please don't forget to vote for us in the European Podcast Awards. All you've got to do is go to bageltechnews.com and click on the logos there and vote for each of the shows. It's not iOS device friendly though when you go to the voting site, so you're going to have to be on a desktop. We'll see you on Thursday for the Bagel Tech Big Show at 9:30 with Eric Lanigan and Barry Collins from PC Pros joining us as well as. We'll be back then on Friday with the Daily Show, then the Mac Show at 1 o'clock and the Photo Show at 3. Have a great day and thanks for listening.